This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head to Charlotte. Because we want to find out more about that team, their draft, and Michael Kay. His name's Mike Kay. He writes for them and covers the team on a daily basis, joining us here on the show. And Mike, thanks so much, man. I want to start, before we get into the draft, tell me what happened with Bryce. Because last year, you know, early in the season, Mike and I, our Mike here with me, is talking about, is this kid done? Like, have they lost belief in him? And then we see him the last game, and he rips us apart. What happened in that transition when he got benched, and then where are they now with Bryce Young on this football team?
Well, I think when you look at anybody in sports, confidence is a superpower. You know, it can be magic. And I think he kind of lost his fastball, so to speak. I mean, he was kind of, you know, beaten down after that awful rookie year. And I don't think they necessarily equipped him outside of the offensive line to feel like he could get a good jump on that first month of the season. They benched him for Andy Dalton, which frankly was needed. But then Andy, you know, struggled after one really big game against the Raiders, and he deals with an unfortunate car accident that involves his family. They're forced to push Bryce into the lineup, but I think what you saw after his week in Denver, they played the Saints the next week, and you slowly but surely saw him starting to take over and understand the offense. I think taking the step back, he never got to sit back and watch as a rookie. He didn't get that, you know, time to adjust that so many rookie quarterbacks need. Some guys, they can just handle it off the bat, but he never really got that time to watch the game. And I think that helped him. I think it helped him learn the offense. It was a second offense in 2 years. And I think you saw that culminate in that season finale against Atlanta.
Has Tepper cooled his jets? I mean, we have a lot of friends up there in Charlotte, and I know the training facility thing went south. It seems like he alienated a lot of people. Is he trying to mellow it out now? He's no longer running into bars where they got signs calling him a nitwit.
I mean, I think with any new owner, there's always a feeling out process. I covered the Jaguars a couple of years into Shad Khan's ownership.
Ugh.
He made a lot of mistakes himself. I've also covered the Eagles before. Jeffrey Lurie was well into his ownership and made a lot of mature decisions. I think the problem with a lot of owners is they're wealthy, but they're not used to be wealthy and forward facing. And I think that was a pretty difficult position for Tepper to adjust to in early on in his ownership. I do think over the last year or so, he's done a lot of good work of, like, kind of letting the guys he hired do what they were hired for. And I don't think the previous regime really received that benefit. But by all accounts, it seems like he has kind of allowed everyone to kind of do their job. And I think that's benefited the morale around the team. I think it's benefited the outlook on the team heading into this offseason. And I think Dan Morgan is a guy he's got a lot of trust in, and Dave Canales is a guy they're really trying to grow with.
Tell me about this draft. I will tell you, when you guys picked a wide receiver, it wouldn't have mattered who it is, and I do think the kid's pretty talented, but I was surprised. I was like, don't they have some other needs? What was the response there with the Panthers' first pick? And tell me what you like about what they did in the draft.
Well, I think it was polarizing. I think, you know, there was a huge sect of the fan base that thought they should go defense. You know, when you give up the most rushing yards since 1980 and the most points ever, that's typically a spot you want to improve on. But I think they rationalized that the drop-off in talent at wide receiver, another big need for them, was so high going from the first to second round as compared to the pass rusher unit and the pass rusher talent, that they felt like they were playing the odds pretty well there. They did need a premium wide receiver. You know, they flirted with DK Metcalf and that trade market. It was a little too rich for their blood. This is a cost-controlled guy that a lot of people think can be a primary X wide receiver. He catches everything out of the air. I don't think he's Drake London. I think that comparison is overzealous. I think Drake London had a much better profile, but I do think he does a lot of good things in comparison to Drake London. And so I think getting that big-bodied wide receiver, especially when you have a smaller quarterback, you know, it's easier to see that guy. He turns 50-50 balls into 75-25 balls. You know what I mean? And that's what I think they're hoping. What I like about the draft is they played the odds, and the odds repaid them. I think Nick Sorton's the guy, in talking to a lot of people around the league, a lot of people viewed him as a potential first-round pick, potentially a mid-first-round pick. He was kind of in that second wave of edge rushers, and they were able to get him at 51. And then Prince Umanmielen is a guy who can come in immediately and be a rotational pass rusher on third down. But I think Sorton, to me, is like the get of the offseason for them. He's a 20-year-old who just underwent a body transformation. He dropped 28 pounds over the span of like 4 months. And he was already explosive and created a lot of production at Purdue and Texas A&M even before he's been able to order a beer. So I think they feel good about the upside of their first three picks. And then I think they did a really good job with value on day three. I think Mitchell Evans, the tight end from Notre Dame, is going to have an immediate impact. I think Trevor Etienne's a guy that you guys probably know pretty well. I think he is a primary returner off the bat and a third down back. Lathan Ransom from Ohio State strikes me as a guy who can be a tone setter on that back end when they had absolutely no one at safety other than free agent Trevon Moreg. And, you know, I think there's reason to feel good about Cam Jackson, who is like 6'6", 330, and all looks all of it. So
right.
I think they feel pretty good.
I know as we're talking, guys, with Mike Kay from the Charlotte Observer, talking about what they've got, because we see him twice a year, guys, and, well, they kind of embarrassed us last year at the final game of the season. Derrick Brown has been like a one-man. He's like Cameron Jordan and Derrick Brown have been living in our backfield, but it seems like forever. I know he's only 27. So it seems like the nucleus of the defense you're talking about is still there. So what's your prediction right now off the top of your head? You feel this is a team which, you know, is battling for, like, a division, or are they just taking baby steps? Is it 8 wins? Where you feel you're going to be?
Well, I think where the change will be is if you follow the NFC South, which I know you guys do, it typically felt like the Panthers season was done the first 4 or 5 weeks. Mm. That will not be the case this year. This is going to be a team that competes. And I think, like, everybody is competing to compete with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Frankly, I think a lot of the Falcons' handling of the quarterback position and their offseason has raised some eyebrows around the league. I think the Saints are just kidding themselves with their cap situation and their quarterback situation.
Right.
And I think the Panthers are just trying to come out of the same muck that those two teams are in. I think all three of those teams have their severe lumps, but also their reasons for hope. And it's just like, can you catch the Bucs? And, you know, the more and more that offensive coordinators churn out of there as they get head coaching jobs, there's opportunity there. I think this division is going to be tight again. I don't know that it's going to be great. As we know, this division is typically won with 9 wins. But I think the Panthers, you know, they doubled their win, more than doubled their win total last year. They're going to attempt to do that again this year. I think they're an 8-9 win team, just looking at them on paper. And if they can do that, they'll be competitive throughout the season.
Hey, we do a thing, Mike. We talk to Rick Stroud a lot. We talk to Bobby Hebert in New Orleans. So we always want to get like the view from just up the road to 85. What do you think of the Falcons right now?
They're the Falcons. I think
that seems like a shot.
Whoa,
that's a shot.
Whoa.
Oh man, I put that one in the computer. We're gonna hold on to that one.
This isn't a shot. I'm puzzled as to why they gave up the amount of trade value they did to get James Pierce. That made very little sense to me.
We are too. We are too.
Especially as a guy who had character concerns in this draft, where it felt like after the first five non-quarterback prospects, the value was so similar. And if you look at them trading up for Pierce, who is a speed rusher, very talented, but does have off-the-field concerns from a personality standpoint. And then you have Nick Swarton, who's 20 years old and is going to blossom into what he's doing. He comes off as a really smart kid who is really into his tape study. It's just interesting to see the value there. Now, I don't think that James Pierce isn't talented. I think he's super talented. I think also trading up for him speaks to how they view Jalen Walker. I think a lot of people peg Jalen Walker as a Panthers fit, but at 6'1", 243, and with 32-inch arms, that's not really an Jairo Evero pass rusher. Like, you could study everybody who he's worked with, and that's not really his guy. So, I mean, I think Jalen Walker was a good pick, especially for this defense. I think Raheem Morris is one of the more underrated head coaches in the league. I think he, you know, you can make a deal about his clock management style, but I think he gets stuff out of guys that other people don't. And I think if they can really, you know, get Penix to be that guy, I think they'll go far. They already have a great wide receiver in Drake London. Bijan Robinson's a dog. I think they've fixed the line a little bit. Like, their defense is still pretty strong, and they clearly wanted to address that in the first round. And I think they're going to be – look, the Saints are – really, if you want to take shots, it's the Saints, right? Like, the Saints are the punching bag. I think the Falcons and the Panthers are competing to be second best right now, to be honest with you.
I'm glad you said the Saints are the punching bag. Hey, man, we appreciate you. Mike right K, on. Great job. Read him. Charlotte Observer, guys, covers the Carolina Panthers. That's what we needed, my friend. We wanted to get an update on where this team
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Miz, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.